USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. economy added 916,000 jobs in March as the unemployment rate fell to 6%. Job creation was nearly double the 468,000 in February when the jobless rate was 6.2%. Economics professor at the University of Chicago's Booth School of Business, Austin Goolsbee, tells CNBC,
"The jobs market is actually better than it was before COVID began. But if you look down at the lower income paying jobs where the job's got to be done on location, they're still really suffering. And this is the first of the big numbers that hopefully we're going to have 6, 8, 10 months in a row of big numbers like this."
Today is Good Friday, and many Christians around the world will be marking the day by commemorating the execution of Jesus Christ. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The Biden administration wants to open at least 10 emergency facilities for migrant children as thousands of illegal unaccompanied minors surge across the border. In Texas, El Paso Sector Chief Patrol Agent Gina Chavez says they have their hands full.
These are unaccompanied children that are showing up at our border, and every day our Border Patrol agents are out there with compassion and just taking care of these children.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. President Biden seems to be trying to move ahead with his promise to forgive student loans. Biden reportedly asking his education secretary to prepare a memo on his authority to cancel up to $50,000 in debt. On the campaign trail, he put the amount at $10,000, but is facing mounting pressure from progressives to wipe out more. Today is World Autism Day, and April is World Autism Month, with events and educational activities scheduled throughout the month. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline is $2.94. According to AAA, those prices may drop 5 to 10 cents over the next couple of weeks. One of the common themes we're hearing as to why gasoline prices have risen so much over the past 2 months is that demand is up and more people are out there driving. When in reality, Mark Moreno, founder of Climate Depot, tells USA Radio News this has a lot to do with President Biden's policy regarding energy.
When you're dealing with gas prices, it's kind of like the stock market. They get spooked easily, and they can fly up and down. And I think the gas prices, the mechanisms that set gas prices see the trend, and they see what's happening. American energy is going to be choked and squeezed, and therefore you're going to get rationing, and rationing leads to higher energy prices. So the ban on leasing, new prohibitions from Biden, in fact, the former Shell oil president said, quote, creates a psychology in the industry that there's going to be less available. And that's why he says prices are going up. It really is. When you think of gas prices, think of like a stock market and how easily it's psychologically moved up and down each day.
United Airlines set to hire hundreds of pilots amid rising travel demand. The airline industry cut thousands of positions amid the pandemic, encouraging employees to take buyouts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.